We are still on the traveling kick. If you've been paying attention, you saw in the bare minimum method, when you're going on a trip or want to speak Spanish fast for any reason, it's best to learn like a kid learns. There were three steps, remember? Step one is learn the least amount of Spanish you'll need for a specific situation. Step two is don't worry about grammar, conjugation, pronunciation, or any of that stuff. And step three is don't quit when you feel like an idiot. Easier said than done sometimes. Now, the first premium course I ever made, the Travel Spanish Crash Course, that course follows this formula exactly. It covers only the four most common situations you'll encounter when traveling. In the last video, Ask Directions in Spanish, I showed you, literally with video clips from Spain, the three real simple questions you can ask, made of just seven words, that'll get you to any spot in any city in the Spanish-speaking world. There are links to both those videos below this video or in the description. Well, in today's video, we're gonna hit the second of the four most common situations you'll find yourself in when traveling. Today, we're going to the bus station. Hola, I'm Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, being able to deal with public transportation when you travel will save you tons of time and frustration. It can get a little stressful when you have no idea where you need to go to get your train, whether the metro car you just jumped on is going in the right direction, or if the bus that just pulled up is going to the airport like you think it is. Being able to speak a little Spanish will really help you out in situations like this, which will occur early and often during your trip. But transportation is pretty diverse. You've got trains and buses, metros and trams, airplanes, taxis, prices, schedules, platforms, terminals, seat numbers. Fortunately, through my travels over the years, I figured out it can all be broken down into just five, usually very, simple steps. And most of the time, when you figure out how to do something in one place, you can do it in another. In other words, buying a ticket at the train station is exactly the same as at the bus station. Now, the three questions I showed you for asking directions, those were three really simple questions, and I was able to teach them to you in one video. But the five steps for transportation, not so much. In the Travel Spanish Crash Course, each step gets its own video, and there are lots of extra transportation videos too. So today, in this video, we're just gonna cover step one, which is actually another set of three questions. Then at the end of this video, I'll tell you how you can get a free bonus video going over step two. And if you wanna go further after that, you'll have to take the plunge and enroll in the Travel Spanish Crash Course. But I do wanna tell you all five steps now, so you're not wondering and can see the big picture. Here are the five steps for handling public transportation in the Spanish-speaking world. Step one is get information. Step two is buy your ticket or tickets. Step three is find your vehicle. Step four is find your seat. And finally, step five is get off. That might sound funny that get off is a separate step, but to be honest, I'd say that getting off at the correct stop on a local bus can sometimes be the hardest step. Now, these five steps aren't like normal steps where you do step one, then step two, all the way through step five. It depends on your situation and the circumstances you find yourself in. Often, you won't do all the steps, and you won't do the ones you do in sequential order. For example, at the train station, it's quite likely you'll do all five steps in order. You get to the train station and ask what time the next train to Sevilla is, step one. Then you buy a ticket, step two. Go to the correct platform, step three. Find your seat, step four. And finally, when you arrive in Sevilla, you get off the train, step five. Sevilla is a beautiful city in the south of Spain, for the record. But if you bought your ticket online, which is often possible, you can just skip steps one and two, get information and buy your ticket, and go straight to step three, find your vehicle. Another situation, on a local bus, you'd find your bus first, then confirm it's the correct one, step three, pay for a ticket, step two, then find your seat and get off, steps four and five. Bottom line, you don't have to do them all, and you don't have to do them in order. Some are important on trains and buses, others are more important for the metro, but they would all work everywhere. Okay, step number one is get information. We're gonna do this with a series of three pretty simple questions. Which ones you ask will depend on what information you need. To find out when the train or bus you want is, walk up to the ticket window and ask question number one, ¿cuándo es? When is? Then say what you want, when you want it, and to where you want it. So, the formula is ¿cuándo es? Plus what and when, plus hasta, which is to, plus where. The cool thing is, this works just like it would in English. The same words and the same order. When is the next train to Zaragoza would be ¿Cuándo es el próximo tren hasta Zaragoza? That might seem complicated at first, but it's really not that bad once you look at it closely. ¿Cuándo es? That's what I just taught you. When is? Then this part takes a little preparation. You need to know what you want and when you want it. The next train, the fastest train, the first train, today, tomorrow, Wednesday. I already told you the next train to Zaragoza is el próximo tren hasta Zaragoza. The fastest train to Madrid would be el más rápido tren hasta Madrid. Just replace el próximo with el más rápido to go from the next to the fastest. Then of course change the city name too. The first train tomorrow would be el primer tren mañana. Tomorrow is mañana. And please, you don't have to say the words in order. Any order will do. All that's important is that you get the information out. Of course, you can always go caveman and say something like ¿Cuándo? Tren. Primer. Mañana. Madrid. That'll work 100% of the time. You don't have to get this perfectly to get the information you want. If somebody came up to you and said when, train, first, tomorrow, Madrid, would you understand them? I would too. In this first clip, I'm at the bus station in Huesca, a really cute town in the north of Spain, asking when is the next bus to Zaragoza? Or ¿Cuándo es el próximo autobús hasta Zaragoza?
Hola. Hola. ¿Cuándo es el próximo autobús hasta Zaragoza?
A las 14:15.
14:15.
As you see, they'll respond with a time, so it's important you're familiar with that and the numbers in general. Remember, with the bare minimum method, we always ask questions that result in yes, no, or a number. That guy said a las 14:15. Actually, he said a las 14:15. We were in Spain. That means at 14:15, which is 2:15 p.m. They use the 24-hour clock in Spain.
Hola, ¿cuándo es el próximo autobús hasta Zaragoza?
A las 14:15.
14:15.
Let's check out a very similar scene now, this time at the train station.
¿Cuándo es el próximo tren hasta Zaragoza?
A las 4.
A las 4.
That guy really hooked us up there. He said a las 4, which means at 4 p.m., but he also held up four fingers. Notice this guy didn't use the 24-hour clock. It's hit or miss in Spain. Be prepared for both.
¿Cuándo es el próximo tren hasta Zaragoza?
A las 4.
A las 4.
Okay, I've got some good news for you. Question number 1 is by far the hardest question. The next two are easy. Question number 2 is, ¿cuánto cuesta? How much does it cost? They'll respond with a number again. The numbers are very important here.
¿Y cuánto cuesta?
7,45 euros.
7,45. ¿Y cuánto cuesta?
9 euros.
9 euros.
The first guy said 7,45, which is 7 with 45. That's 7 euros, 45 cents. The second guy said 9 euros, or 9 euros. Here are both those clips again.
¿Y cuánto cuesta?
7,45 euros.
7,45. ¿Y cuánto cuesta?
9 euros.
9 euros.
Notice how I'm repeating everything they say? I suggest you do that for 2 reasons. First and foremost, it buys you time to think. But also, it's important to make sure you heard them correctly, especially with people that don't speak that clearly. Okay, question number 3 is just as easy as question number 2. ¿Cuánto tiempo dura? That means, how much time does it last? Again, they'll just answer with a number or a time, so be ready for that.
¿Y cuánto tiempo dura?
1 hora y 10 minutos aproximadamente.
Okay, gracias. ¿Y cuánto tiempo dura?
1 hora.
1 hora?
Quite a contrast between those two guys, no? The first one was especially nice. The second one was especially not. The first guy said 1 hora 10 minutos aproximadamente. That means 1 hour 10 minutes approximately. That's a hard word. The second guy quickly said 1 hora, 1 hour. The train is a little faster, but a little more expensive. And that's it. Those 3 questions really will get you all the information you'll need to buy a ticket. This is mainly for trains and buses, but would work everywhere. Like when you're getting on a local city bus, how much does it cost? ¿Cuánto cuesta? That still works fine. Okay, if you like what you're seeing here, you should get the free bonus video covering step number 2, which is actually buying the tickets. And in that bonus video, there are more video clips from Spain, but from a different station and things don't go quite as smoothly. You can get that free bonus video below this video if you're on my website or at gringoespanol.com/buy-tickets. That link is also listed below this video. If that's still not enough, you should enroll in the Travel Spanish Crash Course. There are over 60 videos in that course just like this one. And I set it up really nice too. If you want to see one of the clips from Spain again, you just click the back arrow on your keyboard and see it again. Like if you didn't hear perfectly what the dude in the train station said, play it again until you hear it. You won't believe how clear something can become when you play it a few times. Okay, that's it for today. In the next video, we'll go over some more travel Spanish tricks. This time for ordering food, my favorite situation. Don't forget the free bonus video. Then I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.
Hola. ¿Cuándo es el próximo autobús hasta Zaragoza?
A las 14:15.
14:15. ¿Y cuánto cuesta?
7,45 euros.
7,45. ¿Y cuánto tiempo dura?
1 hora y 10 minutos aproximadamente.
Okay, gracias. ¿Cuándo es el próximo tren hasta Zaragoza?
A las 4.
A las 4. ¿Y cuánto cuesta?
9 euros.
9 euros. ¿Y cuánto tiempo dura?
1 hora.
¿1 hora?